We all know what it is. I mean, it's a business, and we would never do anything intentionally dirty to hurt the player. But at the same time, you know, it's football, it's about a sport. We're going to get there and make it very uncomfortable in the pocket.
What is it like to look at a film that has 7 touchdown passes in it?
It's interesting. It's eye-opening. I mean, you got to make sure that you're studying and you're trying to understand what his tendencies are, what the formations are, what he's seeing out there against different defenses, so that we can go out there and make the right matchups and or get the right matchups and make the right adjustments.
What did you think of your pass rush in the opener?
We didn't get there enough. I mean, I think, you know, they did some good things. They got the ball out quick. They were running some shorter routes. But as a whole, when he does sit back, when he does set up his feet, we got to make sure we can get there. I mean, there's a lot of emphasis on a guy like Romo and keeping him in the pocket, but we can't let that, you know, dictate how we're going to pass rush. We still have to beat the man in front of us and get there.
You have to get to a quarterback in every game, but when Peyton's the guy back there, is that even more important? Is he gets time to sit there?
It's always important. I mean, one, it's getting the quarterback. If he's going to throw the really quick ones, you got to get your hands up. And then it's always, you got to stop the run first. You know what I mean? Even though they are predominantly passing team, you've got to make sure you stop the run, because that's the way for them to bleed the clock and to keep our offense on the field. So, you know, the basics are always going to be the same. But, yeah, getting there is a point of emphasis.
You played 2 really good passing attacks last season with Green Bay and New Orleans. Big passing attacks, big quarterbacks, and you guys handled them pretty well. Were there things that you take from that, those games or those game plans, that you feel like you can adapt to this?
The number one thing, the biggest thing is it's a mindset. When this group up front and with the guys we have behind us, when we decide that we're going to get there and we decide that we're going to go out there and play our technique, then, you know what I mean, the outcome of the game is in our hands. And that's how we feel, and that's how we've always felt.
Did you get a sense, watching and playing alongside Justin, that his burst was back
Justin?
In that game? Justin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's definitely, he worked real hard during this offseason. You could tell how he came back. His approach to the game was there like it was, you know, that youthful exuberance, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like up and down the line, I mean, we got some guys who are still coming back from some injuries, and once we get them 100% in shape, we got a good chance at making a run here.
Is it different to, I mean, you said you wanted to keep Tony in the pocket. I'm sure with Peyton, if he wants to run around, he might get us to run.
I'm not going to discount the man's legs like that. But he is definitely much more effective from inside the pocket. You know? So, it's not as much of a point of emphasis as when you're playing a guy like, you know, Romo maybe doesn't get as much credit as, like, you know, the Vicks do or somebody like that. But I think, you know, we'll put all the emphasis on the guys behind us to make sure that they're tight in their matchups, that they understand the formations. And then for us, it's just about getting there.
Had you seen any game film like that with 7 touchdowns? Maybe going back in another level.
Breeze a while ago when he was really clicking with those guys. I mean, there are guys who have done it. I mean, we played the Colts a while ago before. We've seen him do stuff like that. Not, you know, as much in one individual game, but I mean, we've seen quarterbacks come out and have great games. We've studied them as well. We got to make sure that, you know, we don't let them duplicate that same kind of performance.